The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshawn Blyden here. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. I love this story here. So, a man, a power lifter, he decided to enter a women's event and break all the records to protest. I love it. You got it. I'm so giddy. Let's read this one. I love this one a lot because of all the nonsense of these transformers. More than misty eyes, transgenders. What is in your pants? Let's read this story. Male power lifter enters female event, breaks record to protest men in women's sports. Love it. I love it. A Canadian male powerlifter participated in a women's event and broke a record as a means of protesting against biological men competing in female sports. I love this guy. This guy's my hero. You are my hero, my Canadian hero. You are the hero. I love it. Seriously. This is great. More men should do this. Avi Silverberg, who's been the head coach for Team Canada powerlifting for over a decade, identified as a female, and I love it. I love it. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. And you don't think that people actually do this? I mean, he's doing it for a good cause. But you have many pervs out there because they could go into women's girls' bathrooms that I identify as a woman. I was born this way. Yeah, you're sure. Female, he identified as a female in order to compete at the Heroes Classic Tournament in Lethbridge, Alberta. And that's how stupid this society is, so pathetic. I talked about this on Swell. You can get in on the conversation. If you want to get in on conversation on Swell, just follow what you see on the screen there. If you are listening and you cannot see on what's on the screen, well, you simply download the Swell app on your little smarty pants phone, anyone, Apple or Android, and follow at REHDOGG and reply to the stories, and that's it. But I like the fact that he did this to show how I talked about on Swell how overly tolerant we are. So you can tell me in a real world they would just let a man say, I identify as a woman, you gotta let me compete. Okay, sir. We understand. I mean, them, you can compete. It's so ridiculous and absurd. It really is. Nonetheless, he identified as a female in order to compete at the Heroes Classic Tournament. He broke a record that was held by... I love it. This put the icing on the cake. I love this. He broke a record that was held by a transformer lifter, transgender, what is in your pants? He broke that record of the transgender record, who was also in attendance. I love it so much. The Independent Council of Women's Sports, an athlete activist group, shared a video of Silverberg at the competition approaching the platform while wearing a regular men's singlet, good, and sporting a large beard. I love it. This guy is my hero. He's my hero. He really is. Silverberg bench pressed nearly 370 pounds with ease, defeating the current Alberta women's record by a staggering 100 pounds. The previous record was 275 pounds and was held by Annie Andress, a transformer. What is in your pants? Transgender. Is it a man or woman? Athlete who was present at the event as a volunteer. Shall we play this clip? How long is this clip? Let's play this clip. I love this guy, man. This is great. This is great stuff. And look, there's in the right hand corner you can see the Transformer, the look on its face. I love it. I love it. I love it so much. So anyway, Andreas also holds the Alberta women's record for the deadlift, which stands at an impressive 540 pounds. This gives it the local record for the total of all three lifts, as it lifted a combined weight of 1,245 pounds. According to Icons, Andreas has competed in women's category in 9 competitions over the last 4 years, winning all but once. Icon said that Silverberg mocked the discriminatory Canadian Powerlifting Union. He didn't mock it. He was absolutely in his rights to do this, because you idiots allow biological men to compete with biological women, you idiots, you fools. He didn't mock anything. Under current rules, the Canadian Powerlifting Union allows biological men to only need to identify as a female in order to compete. The policy states so. He was well in his rights. Individuals participating in development and recreational sport should be able to participate in the gender with which they identify. He didn't do anything wrong, and not to be subject to requirements for disclosure of personal information beyond those required of cisgender athletes. Good. The policy also does not even require participants to have had transgender surgery or hormone therapy that may help to level the playing field. Nor should there be any requirement for hormonal therapy. I love this so much. Can you tell I'm enjoying myself? I am enjoying myself. Individuals should not be required to disclose their trans identity. I love it. The debate around biological men competing in women's sports has become a hot button issue over recent years as a transgender athlete continue to break records and steal. That's right, they steal the prizes, money from biological women. It's absolutely correct. Last week, the president of World Athletes, Lord Sebastian Coe, announced that transgender women would no longer be able to compete in women's category. I love it. He described the decision as guided by the overarching principle, which is to protect female category, and it should have been done a long time ago. Decisions are always difficult when they involve conflicting needs and rights between different groups, but we continue to take the view that we must maintain fairness for female athletes above all other considerations, Coe said in a statement. Absolutely correct. We will be guided in this by the science around physical performance and male advantage, which will inevitably develop over the coming years, he continued. As more evidence becomes available, we will review our position, but we believe that the integrity of female category in athletics is paramount. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Transformers, what is in your pants?
gift from the nation. Our new sheriff coming into town. The politician is about. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.